Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your one-stop podcast for cyber education. I'm your host, Darren Mott, and in this preview episode, I'll lay out who I am, why I'm doing this, and what you can expect in the weeks and months to come. So if you have listened to my Cyber Guy podcast in the past, and you kind of already know who I am. If you're just finding this podcast on a referral from a friend or you just kind of fell upon it, then you have no idea who I am. So let me try to explain who I am, why I'm doing this, and hopefully the idea behind this general cyber smart idea that I've come up with. So I am a retired FBI special agent. I spent 20 years working a variety of cyber crimes and cyber counterintelligence cases for the FBI, as well as managing squads of agents who work these matters. I worked at FBI headquarters, dealing with overseas law enforcement agencies and other partners, and did kind of a lot of stuff. Before that, I was a high school teacher, and I'm trying to blend my two master's degrees, one in education and one in cybersecurity, to create this podcast as part of my overall Cyber Smart program. So when I was teaching, I enjoyed seeing kids and individuals that I would talk to light up when new things came to them, and it made sense to them. Now I was a physics teacher and a chemistry teacher, so that kind of was hard to get to. But when it did, it was fantastic when kids would finally get that particular concept. But after doing that for 7 or 8 years, I wanted to try to impact and help more people worldwide, quite honestly. And so I took a flyer and I applied for the FBI, and they took a chance on me. I got in. I wanted to work the cyber crime area, which was new at the time in the late 90s, early 2000s. And fortunately, I got put on a cyber squad in Charlotte, North Carolina, and started working cyber matters and dealing with victims of cyber crime, seeing the cyber threat evolve over time. And here we are today in 2021. I work for a company that does some cybersecurity-related stuff. And I notice and I see kind of the same issue that I saw during my time in the FBI, where a lot of people want to understand what cyber means. What is cyber? How do I understand it? How do I protect myself? So I started the Cyber Guy podcast to talk to friends of mine about cases, cyber cases, also former law enforcement friends. I talk to friends in the cybersecurity business to talk about cybersecurity matters. And that's all fine and good. And that podcast will continue on, the Cyber Guy podcast. Feel free to go listen to it. And I'll continue with that in that particular format. But I saw a need to help people have a better understanding, even if it's not a full cyber understanding like myself or my cybersecurity friends have, but just a general understanding of the cyber basics so you can protect yourself. Because I truly believe that as you educate yourself on the cyber threats that are out there and become better knowledgeable of what those things are, you can keep yourself safe, you can keep your family safe, you can keep your businesses safe. And so the idea for the Cyber Smart program came to be. Now, some of you may wonder, why do you spell cyber C-Y-B-U-R? And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to lie, it's a branding issue. Being in the FBI, so Federal Bureau of Investigation, Bureau is the short term we use for Bureau was BU. So if you had a car that was given to you by the FBI, it was your BU car. Your gun was your BU gun. So BU is a reference to FBI. So I decided when I was coming up with these ideas to change the way I spelled cyber, because no one else does it that way. So it was kind of neat. So what's this program going to look like? So the program will consist ultimately of many different cyber courses that will help anyone learn about a variety of topics around cyber matters to keep you, your family, your business safer, as we live in a fully connected world where bad guys can impact you remotely and regularly and all the time. My slogan here with this entire Cyber Smart program is get cyber smart, stay cyber safe. So this podcast is a part of that, and it's going to be laid out in a linear learning system fashion with a set curriculum that you can refer to as repeatedly as you wish. And in addition, I'll throw in lab episodes, I'm using air quotes for lab episodes, that will cover specific topics that are largely topical, such as the SolarWinds hack, the Colonial Pipeline ransomware incident, or other noteworthy items that will help you understand what the particular event might mean to you necessarily. And so that'll exist in that vein. So as an example, as I prepared for this preview episode, I'm guessing some of you are T-Mobile customers and would like to know what that data breach means to you. Well, this podcast will provide that to you. Now, I say this, but not this particular podcast. This is just kind of a preview for the overall podcast. But I'll do episodes or parts of episodes based on listener requests or questions. So if you have a specific topic that is really burning within you, send me an email and I will throw that in at the end. So there'll be the regular linear part. So I'm going to create this so that each particular lesson kind of builds on the other. So you're kind of going to be starting from the beginning as to what is cyber? Let's define cyber. What are the cyber threats? What do those look like? What is cyber crime? What is cyber espionage? You know, a lot of the stuff you can pick and choose what you like, but you can always go back. If you say, hey, I know that I knew something about cyber crime, have a question about that particular item, there'll be an episode that revolves around that you can refer to. Now, they're not all going to come out at once. This is going to be periodic. It's going to be evolving over time as I go. So hopefully, with your help and your input, it'll be very meaningful to all of those who participate in this podcast. So these episodes will be relatively short, 10 to 15 minutes at most. So you don't have to spend a lot of time out of your day. Because if you get a little cyber smarter, you get a lot cyber safer. If you find a topic you like, I'll eventually have individual courses that will be available for you to dive deeper into that will include video, written documents, and so on to add to your newly building cyber knowledge base. These will be available at a low cost. I'm not going to give those for free. Some things will be for free. A lot of things will be for free. But this podcast is one of those things that will always be for free. I'll never charge for the podcast. It'll be provided, again, to help you, your family, your business stay safe in this ever-evolving cyber world. You don't have to become a cyber expert to keep yourself safe. So I look forward to starting this educational journey with everyone who comes along. You can contact me anytime at Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at cybersmart.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R, smart spelled like it is, S-M-A-R-T. And there will eventually be a website for this as well, but I'm working on that one thing at a time. I'm a single-man show, so I can only do so much with the time that I have. So with that, I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to this preview episode. I hope there you'll find value in the Cyber Smart podcast, value eventually in the Cyber Smart program as it comes to exist over time. And as always, if you have questions, thoughts, comments, please give me an email, Darren at cybersmart.com. You can also find me at Darren at thecyberguy.com. Take a listen to the Cyber Guy podcast if you've not listened to that before. And with that, I thank you for taking the quick time to listen to this, because remember, get a little cyber smarter so you can be a lot cyber safer. And knowledge is protection.